From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Yancey Roy at Newsday reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo made a statement July 18th, both seeming like he is being tough on President Donald Trump, but is really not doing much. Cuomo said he would give the state attorney general authority to conduct a criminal inquiry of the Trump Foundation. An ongoing civil lawsuit alleges monetary malfeasance with the charity. Alfonso David, Cuomo's counsel, said in a statement referring to Attorney General Barbara Underwood, and I quote, "At Governor Cuomo's direction, the state stands ready to provide the Attorney General with the appropriate criminal referral on this matter if and when she asks for it," end quote. That comes after calls from Zephyr Teachout, who is running for Attorney General, urging the governor to give the Attorney General's office more power to look into President Donald Trump's foundation. Teachout said, and I quote, "I called for the governor to make a criminal referral over a week ago, and it couldn't come soon enough. I'm glad to see the governor's acting and giving Barbara Underwood the necessary powers," end quote. Others have wondered if a criminal investigation could interfere with the current civil case. Underwood, though, is the one deciding, and she is a bit above the political fray as she is not on the ballot in November. Underwood aide Amy Spoltalnick said, and I quote, "As our lawsuit against the Trump Foundation illustrates, we intend to hold the foundation and its directors accountable for all violations of state law. We continue to evaluate the evidence to determine what additional actions may be warranted and will seek a criminal referral from the appropriate state agency as necessary," end quote. Read the full story on the Newsday website. Catherine Bordeaux at Politico reports that 47 U.S. House members have been named to the conference committee that will work out the major differences between the Senate and the House versions of the Farm Bill, with only one area representative on the list. Congressperson Paul Tonko, who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, was named by Nancy Pelosi to the conference committee. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, did not get named by Paul Ryan among Republicans on the committee that will attempt to work out the differences between their versions of H.R. 2, the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018. Faso has championed a proposal in the House version, though not in the Senate version, adding more requirements to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for food stamps. Tonko disagrees. He said in a social media post, and I quote, "I am honored to have the opportunity to bring my voice to the table during negotiations of this essential bill. As we go to conference with the Senate, I vow to fight against any and every provision that would force kids to go hungry, undermine environmental protections, weaken clean energy opportunities in rural communities, and rip resources from the hands of our farmers. I look forward to advocating for the programs that matter most for our farmers and families across upstate New York," end quote. The Farm Bill, passed about every 4 years, funds all sorts of nutrition, agricultural, and research programs. The House version, H.R. 2, passed in June 213 to 211, with 20 Republicans joining all the House Democrats against the bill. The Senate bill will also, unlike the House version, legalize industrial hemp production, encourage exports to Cuba, extend the flood insurance program, and allow grazing on some conservation lands. Read the full story at Politico. Bill Mahoney at Politico reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo has worked around campaign donation limits, with a dozen contributors donating $3.1 million in donations since 2015. That is more than $2.5 million, the combined total that has been raised by Cuomo's opponents, Mark Molinaro and Cynthia Nixon. Most of those contributions also donated to Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and or the New York State Democrat Committee, so Cuomo has much more campaign money amassed than his rivals on his right and left. The Politico names all 12 of Cuomo's top campaign contributors on its website. Can't See Crow II at the Albany Times Union reports that Neil Kelleher, a former chairman of the Rensselaer County Legislature, is now the county's opioid recovery coordinator. County Executive Steve McLaughlin made the announcement July 17th. McLaughlin said, and I quote, "Rensselaer County is in the grip of an epidemic of heroin and opioid addiction that has cost or damaged too many lives and families. As opioid recovery coordinator, Neal will work to expand access to recovery and counseling services available in the community and strengthen existing county support services, end quote. Kelleher, who has served on the board of the Hudson Mohawk Recovery Center for more than two decades and is currently the chair of the Hudson Valley Community College Board of Trustees, will get $30,000 for the part-time post. Read the full story at the Albany Times Union. So that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.